Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A ticket to get in our raffle, you got a chance to win multiple prizes.
More of a pancake guy.
I'm more French toast, but you got a chance to win. That's a lie.
Waffle, pancake, or French toast.
I just wanted to.
I'd hate to have to pick between the three.
Crips.
The pancakes can get you because you can mix them up, boy. You can do a lot of different things in there. You go with some chocolate chips in there.
You can do all that with a waffle as well.
I don't think it hits the same.
Well, I'm going to tell you that damn pecan waffle Waffle House damn sure hits the same.
I know. Well, you guys.
Never there, not my waffle, not as, man.
Not as many other things. I got good.
When was the last time? When Roscoe's. Was the last time? 713-572-416. When was the last time you hit a Waffle House?
Oof. Used to live at that one off Garth Road in Baytown as a teenager.
Man, it's been
getting married and having two little girls. That really put a halt on them Waffle House nights for your boy.
It's been a minute. Yeah.
Well, I can taste that pecan waffle right now.
What do you think the average BAC is in a Waffle House?
I don't know. I can tell you I've upped it multiple times.
Get them hash browns covered and smothered, baby.
Hey, them cheese eggs? Cheese eggs, you can go overboard with the hash browns sometimes, though. Not you personally, but just in general, there's too many options. I'm sure you can. I'm sure you can go overboard with a lot of stuff in Waffle House.
Okay, now hold on, Trent.
Had to dump once today, boys.
I thought we were in Waffle House. My bad. I got me off my radio.
Sent yourself to that environment, didn't you?
Yeah, I know you got that dump button hit in there. Be all right. I don't think anybody hear mine, so I think you got that dump finger.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's get off this Waffle House where we lose our mind here in a second.
Cheese eggs.
Cheese eggs. They are good.
If you could have one item at Waffle House right now, what would it be?
It's the hash brown smothered and covered.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
You go hash brown? Tyler, what are you going with?
Hash brown, man.
Give me the OG big-ass waffle, man. I love them things.
Them hash browns.
I think I'd go cheese eggs.
Maybe a little toast with that.
I think I'd go cheese eggs. I don't think the cheese is even real. It's almost got a queso vibe to it.
I'm
talking queso consistency, not the Rotel and everything, all the tomatoes.
That type of cheese. It's not shredded. Yeah. Yeah, it's a different look.
I got you. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to eat up.
That gets me going. Now I've gotten hungry. So I'll get something here at Buffalo Wild Wings right here. Let's get to the injury report here. I told you earlier, if you missed it, Kamari Lassiter, Will Anderson, Woody Marks, and Danico Autry and Trent Brown, who we just talked to, all returned. And I told you Tim Settle was the only one that didn't practice. We had to get right to Trent. But there is more to that, Clint, according to multiple reports. This one from Aaron Wilson. Tim Settle is undergoing season-ending foot surgery and will be out for the year. He's been placed on IR, season-ending foot surgery. And that is a blow because and this is something we'll talk about throughout the show. If there is a weakness point, or at least a point in which we've seen the Texans attacked multiple times, it is in the run game, and in particular the run game inside of the tackles. And Tim Settle was a starter, and at the very least, Clint, a guy that was most definitely prevalent in their rotation, and I think that is a big miss right now this late in the season, because you can't really do much about it, and they're going to miss not having one of those guys in their rotation, because Clint right now leaves them Sheldon Rankins and Tommy Togiai, Mario Edwards, like that's a big miss not having Tim Settle the rest of the way.
Yeah, look, I think it's a real big miss. I mean, because you're talking about just inside with our pass rush and the way our linebackers play, you don't have to have the most athletic players inside. Even though with this defense, you do have some more athletic D linemen that can penetrate. But what you've got to be careful of is not having that one guy that can anchor down. Right in the middle, you got to have a guy that can eat a double team. You got to have a guy that can anchor down, and for nothing more than to occupy offensive linemen. So now your linebackers can play fast. They can get downhill. They can get in the backfield kind of thing. And Tim Settle Jr. is obviously, I think, 1A in that group of defensive linemen that can get it done. Foley Fatakasi would be another one in that group that could get it done, but he's also out. So when you look at it. I mean, you're down to some guys. Sheldon Rankin's great player. I don't know how much of that. I don't know how effective he is dropping anchor, right?
I look at him more as a pass rusher.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's the prototypical D'Amico Ryans defense. We're going to shoot some gaps and we're going to get upfield. Mario Edwards Jr. I think is very similar. Tommy Togai is the one that you mentioned that is a guy that will do his damnedest to drop anchor and eat double teams and hold the line of scrimmage and not let an offensive line get a ton of push, but. Tim Settle hurts. Tim Settle hurts this defense in a big way. Now we'll see how D'Amico Ryans overcomes it, but this is a painful injury report right here. Because not only you don't lose him for one game, but it sounds like you're losing for the season, right? Is that what you
said?
No,
it's for the season. Yeah. He's had season ending foot surgery.
That's painful.
Yeah, that's a big miss. And especially hell just happening now. They're gonna have to figure out something. We'll have to look and see who's on their practice squad to bring up Clint, or maybe that is another. So now, right, Tyler, that's what, three spots that they have that they have vacant right now?
Yes. I mean,
roster.
You look at it, you're looking at without Tim Settle Jr.
Because Foley's on the IR as well, who they brought back.
Yeah, that's right. Foley Fatakasi's on the IR. Kurt Hines is out. I'm not familiar with Keontae Hamilton. He's on IR.
Oh, you know Keontae.
I ain't got Key. I ain't got Big Key, but I'm sure he's already a solid fella. Tommy Togia, Mario Edwards, Sheldon Rankins are the three guys – interior wise that you got now I know Autry can slide down there. This would be a big time for him to get down
the Tim
there.
Settle thing is not really as much in the pass rush, it's more run down.
Well, he's made some noise, more noise than you would expect for him to make in the backfield, but he can
collapse the pocket, but yeah.
You don't miss his pass rush. You miss his ability to anchor down and hold the line of scrimmage.
Yeah,
that could be a problem.
You could rush to Nico Autry on the inside from a pass rush perspective, and you're fine.
No question.
It's just running the football. If what happened with Tampa, run into that, or what happened first half Seattle, you run into that.
You're going to need him, Denico Autry. You're going to need him to get big. Mario Edwards Jr., you're going to need him to get big.
Yeah.
I think Sheldon Rankins and Tommy Togai, they've got some of that in their game anyway. But
they're going to play more, right? Yeah. And less on the rotation. All right, coming up, let's listen to and head to NRG and hear from Nick Caley as he talks to the media, the offensive coordinator. As they've been rolling pretty well. We've seen improvements over the week. They'll take on Steve Spagnuolo, one of the best defensive minds in the game. We'll hear what he's got to say coming up next.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.